Official opening day, don't you?
Yes, Miss Taylor.
And you remember Principal Clark ran a competition last month to find the best ideas to celebrate this very special day. Well, yesterday the staff selected the winning idea, and it came from this class. The winner is our own Lucinda Embry.
Lucinda?
Come on, everyone. We'll be closing our dedication ceremony with the burial of a time capsule. Yes.
What's a time capsule?
This is a time capsule. Now, I need you to put your thinking caps on because I want each of you to draw what you think the future is going to look like. Then we'll put the pictures in the capsule, and 50 years from today, a group of children, just like yourselves, will open it up to see what you drew. Doesn't that sound exciting?
Yes, Miss Taylor!
Let's begin. That is a lovely spaceship there, Dawn.
Thank you, Miss Taylor.
Well done. And that is a nice robot light. Very good. Time's up. Everyone, hand your work in. And make sure you write your name on the envelope.
Is there a name over here?
Thank you, Harold.
Thank you, Miss Taylor.
Lucinda, you need to finish up now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, Lucinda.
The assignment was to draw a picture. This was your idea.
Okay, I want you all to finish, please. I don't see anybody.
Welcome to all our friends and esteemed colleagues. We, the students and faculty of William Dawes Elementary, hereby bury this time capsule in dedication of our new school. And we charge our descendants to open this vault of history 50 years from today to the future and the promise that it holds.
Thank you.
Lucinda is simply being over-curious.
Sure. Can
you please help find her? The cloakroom. Check the cloakroom.
Lucinda! Henry's locked. Lucinda!
Come on now!
Lucinda!
Lucinda!
Caleb, take a look at this.
There you go. What is it?
Saturn's rings await your approval.
Has anyone found life on other planets?
Not yet. Guess it's just us for now.
Okay, then how many that might have life?
Well, if you count the number of stars similar to our sun in this galaxy, then you factor in the probability that they have Earth-like planets orbiting them.
There are 10 million possible worlds with 4 million mature enough for life to evolve.
Why do you even ask?
Just making sure if you're listening.
Where are you going?
To watch that Discovery program.
But it's Dad's famous Sunday night hot dogs on the run. Time.
I can't consume that. I've decided to become a vegetarian.
Well, when were you planning on telling the guy who buys the groceries around here?
Are you deaf? I just told you now, Dad.
The cubs are now 6 months old and bounding with energy. But any parent knows this is also a mixed blessing.
Off.
No, it's almost over.
You're not going to be able to concentrate in class tomorrow.
I don't have class tomorrow. It's the 50th anniversary, remember?
I remember. Caleb, when I said it was just us out there, you know I was talking about space, right? I didn't mean heaven or anything. I'm sure wherever Mom is,
Dad, You don't even believe in heaven.
I never said that, Caleb. I just said we can't know for sure. That's all. If you want to believe, you go ahead and believe. Okay? Okay, bedtime. Hey, you and me together
forever.
I love you.
I love you too.
Pose a topic to get you thinking along the right lines for your term paper. It's a subject of randomness versus determinism in the universe. Who's jumping in? Jessica.
Determinism says that occurrences in nature are causally decided by preceding events or natural laws, that everything leading up to this point has happened for a reason.
That's right. That's what determinism says. Spencer. Tell me something about the sun.
It's hot.
Elaborate.
Temperature is about 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit on the surface, 27 million degrees at the core.
Good. Stacy? A word or two about the composition.
Mostly hydrogen, also helium, with some carbon and nitrogen thrown in there.
Excellent. Now, I want you to think about the perfect set of circumstances that put this celestial ball of fire at just the correct distance from our little blue planet for life to evolve, making it possible for you to be sitting here in this riveting lecture. But that's a nice thought, right? Everything has a purpose, an order to it, is determined. But then there's the other side of the argument, the theory of randomness, which says it's all simply coincidence. The very fact we exist is nothing but the result of a complex yet inevitable string of chemical accidents and biological mutations. There is no grand meaning. There's no purpose.
What about you, Professor Kessler?
What?
Well, what do you believe?
I think shit just happens. But that's me. Class dismissed.
Yeah, and that's some very heavy shit for a Monday morning by the sounds of it.
Since when does the cosmology department audit my lectures?
Since my esteemed colleague in astrophysics owes me a latte.
Oh, what's on your scientific mind today?
Do you remember Kim's little sister? PH double D's. Remember her?
Is it ethical to say things like that about your sister-in-law?
What? It's factual. It's peer-reviewed. I mean, it's like... Anyway, whatever. She's in town this Friday.
Okay.
And she thinks that you're intriguing, which I thought was code for gay, but apparently not, because she's asked if you would join us for dinner.
Yeah, I don't know.
John? Come on, you owe me for last time you skipped out on me.
Caleb was panicking.
Yeah, look, I know. And the time before that, he had a sore throat. I mean,
oh,
hardly
no.
Like, what?
Damn it. Damn it.
What?
Caleb's ceremony. I'm sorry, Phil.
Hey, hey, Friday.
Well, think about it.
It's a little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
50 years ago, the students and faculty of William Dawes Elementary imagined what the future might hold. Today, we unveiled their legacy. Now, I'd like to introduce you to someone very special, Miss Priscilla Taylor. Since Miss Taylor was there for the original dedication, it's only fitting that we have her do the honors today.
Made it in time to hear you sing. You're the best one up there.
You could not hear me.
I could. I swear.
Gotta go. We're starting.
Easy, easy. No pushing. No
Everyone
pushing.
Is going to receive an envelope. Open them gently now. They're very old.
Caleb, could you please watch where you put this? I don't want you to lose another one.
It's making funny noises.
Try turning the volume down.
Hey, Dad. You know that kid Jason from soccer practice?
Mm-hmm.
He's having a sleepover this weekend, and he was wondering if I can come.
Sounds like fun.
They have a boat. Jason's dad said he might take us out on the lake.
I'll think about it.
That means no.
It means I'll think about it. What are you doing with this? You weren't supposed to bring this home. It belongs to the school.
But maybe it means something. Like a math puzzle or something like that.
Yeah, that's good. I don't know, but it's not ours to keep. And you return this as soon as you get to school tomorrow. Got it? Okay, let's go. Bedtime.
This is one of the safest places for tigers. Year after year, these forest guards call the house. And the men and women and across the door. Memory of the 2,996 lives that were lost that day. 2,996. Come on. Thank you.
you sick?
I'm fine.
Don't you think you're acting kind of awkward today?
Am I awkward? I just had a lot of work to do last night.
Okay. Bye, Dad.
Bye. Look at this. Look at the numbers beside the day.
Yeah.
2,996.
Right.
That's how many people died in the attacks that day.
Yeah.
All right, stay with me. I know how this sounds. But I've matched these numbers to the dates of every major global disaster for the last 50 years in perfect sequence, except for three. And these events haven't occurred yet, starting with this one. So tomorrow, somewhere on the planet, this number string predicts that 81 people are gonna die in some kind of tragedy.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I mean, have a listen to yourself.
I know.
It sounds pretty crazy, right?
I know.
I mean, even for you. What's this?
Open it.
Oh. Why are you showing me this?
Day Allison died. In the fire. It's on the list, too. On a piece of paper that's been buried in the ground for 5 decades.
Yeah.
Can you explain that, Phil? I was up all night going over this. I went through that list again and again, and I tried to fault it, and I couldn't.
Maybe someone's playing a really shitty joke.
Right. Right. Except I saw them dig it up. I watched them pull the capsule out of the ground and hand that sealed envelope to my kid.
Okay, let me ask you this then. All these uncircled numbers, what do they mean?
I don't know yet. Maybe nothing, but the...
Maybe they all mean nothing.
Okay, Phil, hey, can we just start over here? I'm not saying that 81 people are going to die tomorrow, okay? I'm just trying to understand why this is saying they will.
Okay, it's spooky, all right? I'll grant you, it's more than spooky. But just step back, all right? You have all these uncircled numbers with no sequence to them. I mean, numerology, Kabbalah, Pythagorean cults, they're systems that find meaning in numbers. And they are a dime a dozen. Why? Because people see what they want to see in them.
I mean, that's really what you think I'm doing.
Yeah, I think that losing Allison has spun you off your axis a little. And I think it's clouded your judgment. I'm just saying it's clouded your judgment. Don't you think? Where are you going?
Off campus. But you do remember her.
Oh, yes. I remember Lucinda. She was such a sad little girl. Oh, would you like some iced tea?
Oh, no. Thank you. Thank you. Do you remember the day your students buried the time capsule?
Oh, yes. The children were so excited.
And what about Lucinda?
That was the day we couldn't find her. She was hiding in a closet under the gym, scratching at the door with her fingernails like some kind of animal.
Scratching at the door? Why was she hiding?
I'm not sure. She was holding up the class, writing all those silly numbers. I had to hurry her along. Then we found her, and I knew something had frightened the poor dear, but we never could get her to tell us what it was.
Miss Taylor, my son got Lucinda's time capsule message. Do you remember this? Is this what she wrote?
Oh, Professor, you are testing an old woman's memory. Can you believe it's been 50 years?
It's a long time.
I believe that's it. Oh, how rude of me. I never offered you a drink. Would you like some iced tea?
No, thank you. I'm fine. I thought maybe I could meet her.
Oh, I'm sorry. Lucinda passed away several years ago.
I said I'm Caleb Kessler's father. I'm calling to find out the names of the two janitors that pulled the time capsule out of the ground yesterday at the ceremony. I'm not sure I understand why that would be a problem for you.
Yes, sir, I'm afraid it has privileged
information. Taylor! Who is that?
I don't know. Just some guys.
What did he give you?
Just this. Kind of cool, isn't it?
What did I say about talking to strangers? Have you done your homework?
Give me 10 more minutes of practice.
I don't want to have to ask you twice, Caleb. Come on.
Stranger.
At what age do we learn to knock?
I said I was going to drop by. On my way to the graveyard shift, remember? Didn't you get my message?
I've been busy. Could you not play with my things?
You're always busy.
Yes. Yes.
How's my nephew?
She said I'd become a vegetarian.
A what?
Why, you got a problem with that?
Oh, you're not feeding him Dad's famous Sunday night hot dogs again, are you? You know, if you want someone to take him off your hands for the evening so you can go out, you know, like normal people do.
I appreciate the offer, but we're fine. And believe it or not, Caleb and I have got a good thing going here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so you can report that back to headquarters.
Mom says hi. So does Dad.
Grace? Don't.
I get that you don't like being the son of a pastor.
I am the son of a pastor.
That's fine. You're still his son. Can't you let it go?
Can't he?
You know he asks after you every time I see him. He worries about you.
He said that.
He doesn't have to.
Right.
You're gonna have to speak to him one day, you know. This can't go on forever. You know it's what Allison wanted. For Caleb to have a grandfather. And vice versa. Okay, I'm going. I'm going. By the way, Grace, how are you? How's your life? What's going on for you? Thank you, John, for asking.
I have to get up early in the morning.
What have you got going on? I'll say a prayer.
Please, don't.
Okay.
And in the ASX 200 index in Australia, one of the bigger losers today so far in the session, down about 1.5%.
The dispute has now lasted for some 3 weeks. The issue.
Experts say solar flares this weekend may disrupt cell phone communications.
Experts.
Problems can.
Attorney for the family talked to reporters after the press conference today.
The price of oil hit yet another record.
A devastating fire burns out of control in the Gulf. That story leads our headlines at the top of the hour. Plus, our latest world news at midnight on October 15th.
81.
Tonight in the Gulf of Mexico, an explosion on a soon-to-be-decommissioned oil rig triggered a fire which burned for 3 hours before it was extinguished. Officials don't yet know the exact cause of the explosion, but believe a malfunction in the cooling system may have been at fault. Due to the prompt response of the rescue unit, the structure was evacuated with no loss of life.
Farmers across the Midwest are continuing to feel the effects.
record drought. Across
China and Southeast Asia, it's a...
And here's Carl with the weather. Looks like a scorcher's on the way.
That's right, Bob.
The forecast shows more high pressure moving in later this week. It seems our Indian summer is set to last a little while longer, so don't put away your hat and your sunscreen just yet. Temperatures are set to reach another record high.
Hello?
Dad, where are you? You're in carpool this afternoon.
Caleb, I am so sorry. I'll pick you up in 10 minutes, okay?
Okay, bye.
William Doss Elementary School. Alternate route. No alternate routes available.
Hey, you've dialed Phil and Kim. We can't get to the phone right now, so please leave a message.
Hey, Phil. It's John. I'm sorry about yesterday. I kind of freaked out on you, didn't I? I'm not ready to meet anyone in any kind of special way, you know, but I would like to take you up on your offer for dinner. I think it would be good for me to just, you know, get out of the house and circle numbers are locations. This location. Okay?
I'm sorry, sir, but you need to get back to your car.
Anybody hurt?
A couple of injuries, but nothing serious.
when four planes crash-landed across as many states from Maine to Miami. One tragically ended in disaster when Flight 74 from Pittsburgh came down 2 miles from the runway near Logan International Airport and has exploded on...
Can you go upstairs while I talk to your dad?
You didn't tell him anything.
Of course not.
First estimates put the presumed dead at 81.
Do you need to talk?
NASA is linking possible navigational malfunctions to an unprecedented level of electromagnetic radiation from a series of...
Just want to sleep.
What happened, Dad? What's going on?
Truck broke down on the highway.
It's more than that, isn't it?
I'm going to bed. Get your homework done. And you should go to bed, too. No TV tonight.
Why? I always watch an hour of TV.
No more questions, Caleb.
I can ask questions when you tell me things to do that don't make sense. You won't let me play stalker, you won't let me stay over at Jason's, and now you won't tell me what's going on and why you're acting so weird all the time? I'm not a kid anymore.
You were there?
The date, the number of dead, the GPS coordinates, Latin long. Why didn't I see that?
It wasn't coincidence. I drove past at the exact moment the prediction came true. It's not coincidence.
Okay, John, I didn't say it was.
So what are we calling this, synchronicity? Two unrelated events, digging up a time capsule, plane crash combined to create a significance for the subject. You?
I keep seeing their faces. Burning.
Oh, man. Okay, look.
We're way beyond the bounds here, John. We don't have a frame of reference. There could be multiple meanings to consider.
There are two disasters left.
What are you saying?
The numbers are warnings meant for me.
They might just as easily be a warning to stay away. You could have been killed today, John. Caleb would have been orphaned, and you want to go put yourself back in harm's way?
Two disasters left.
Right now, my scientific mind is telling me to have nothing more to do with this. And yours should, too.
Thank you.
Hey, love. What's wrong? What's wrong?
Dad.
It's okay. It's okay. It's just a bad dream. It's just a bad dream.
Why don't you check out the dire wolf? I'll catch up with you, okay?
Okay. Do you know that all wolves are born deaf?
Really?
But you know when they get older? They can hear another wolf's howl from 10 miles away.
Wow. How'd you know that?
I read it in the National Geographic.
Mammal responses to rising temperatures and other climate change
Hi. Are
also
Hi. Is that your daughter?
Yeah, why?
Why? That's my son. And they look like they're already best friends.
Yeah, Abby's probably telling him about the animals. Even as a baby, she was completely fascinated with them.
Yeah, he's the same. He likes extinct animals. I'm John.
Hi, Diana. What are they doing now?
Caleb's showing her something in sign language.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
He's not. Sounds just get jumbled up sometimes. He has a hearing aid, which helps, but he's not deaf. He is an expert in sign language.
I don't think it's ever been this hot in October. Air conditioner must be out.
Dad, can we get a drink? Can we get one too?
Hey, would you and Abby like to join us?
Sure, that'd be nice. Abby, this is John.
Hi.
Hey, Abby.
Shut up.
It can be tough sometimes because, you know, I'm by myself.
I know how you feel.
You're a single parent too?
Yeah.
I kicked him out years ago. He couldn't keep his hands to himself, so I decided he couldn't keep me to himself either.
Oh, well, it's his loss.
And you? You're separated?
Diana, we didn't meet here by accident. I need to talk to you about something, ask you something. About your mother.
My mother? What about my mother?
Did she have some kind of ability?
Ability?
A gift of some kind.
Who are you?
Yeah, it's awkward. You don't know me. I'm John Kessler. I teach astrophysics at MIT. My son goes to William Dawes Elementary, which is the same school your mother went to.
And 50 years ago, she put this in a time capsule. It's a list of dates, events that I think she believed would happen.
Look, I don't know what any of this
is about.
I
thought if I could talk to you or your father...
My father's dead.
I think it's possible that there are people like your mother, Lucinda, who can see things before they occur.
Abby, we're leaving! Honey?
I followed one of your mother's predictions, and I watched 81 people burn to death in that plane crash yesterday. When she said it would happen, where she said it would happen, and there was nothing I could do about it. She says 178 people will die tomorrow in New York City, and in 3 days' time, October 19th, 33 more.
Stay away from me and my daughter. Abby! Let's go, honey. Come on.
Right there. Diana. Diana, I think this has something to do with my son. I don't know how or why, but I think he's in danger, so I'm asking you, please, please help us.
I can't.
Elevated to high after intelligence reports suggested an attack on a major East Coast city may be imminent. Police have urged citizens to stay vigilant.
The attack will take place tomorrow at the corner of Lafayette and Worth Streets. Cordon off the area for midnight. Are you clear on that?
Sir, let me patch you through to our...
Please, do exactly as I say or many people will die. This is not a crank call.
Sir.
You said you'd take them off my hands.
Yeah.
this intersection been sealed off?
Excuse me?
I said, why hasn't this intersection been sealed off? Didn't you get the tip-off about the attack?
Please calm down. If you'll accompany me, we'll get this matter taken care of. Sir!
Just take the baby and get off the train.
What's your problem, pal?
Hold it right there, sir. Train the police. I'm asking you to stop.
That's him. You have to stop him.
Transit police. Turn around. Now. Put your hands up.
Please. Please, I won't do it again. I promise. I'll give him back.
Next stop, Spring.
Move back!
tangle of wreckage from blocked air vessels.
It could be a disaster.
It could be the result of a terrorist
bomb. Federal Aviation Administration is investigating a possible link to the electrostatic burst believed to have caused the Lexington air disaster of 2 days ago. And NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, remains silent tonight. But with the devastating subway crash in Manhattan, power cuts in Long Island, and two more emergency landings at LaGuardia and JFK,
I got held up by work. I'll be over in 30 minutes.
The cause of these events and take
no, I'm fine. I'll see you in 30 minutes. In the coming days. Caleb, go inside.
Hey, hey. Want to check out the house? Sure.
You said October 19th? My mother used to talk about that day all the time. She said it was the day I was going to die. All my life I've had this thing hanging over my head. And Abby's. I just don't believe anyone can predict my future. And what does it matter anyway? We all die in the end. I don't want to know what my future holds.
Last year, my wife was on a business trip to Phoenix a few days before my birthday, and fire started in her hotel at 4 a.m. The investigators said that Allison died of smoke inhalation, died in her sleep. She wouldn't have known anything about it. While she was dying, I was at home in the front yard. I always thought you were supposed to sense when the people you love are in danger, but I didn't feel anything. Nothing. It was just blowing leaves off the lawn.
So sorry, John.
Well, but my point is that from then on, I decided that no one could know what was coming. And life was just a string of random accidents and mistakes. And then I got that list. If that had come to me before Allison left, I would have saved her life. I need to know.
What's this? You seen this? Abby used to do this sometimes. Write things backwards. That last number, I don't think it's 33. It's EE.
EE. Initials. Someone she knew?
I don't know. To me, but never came back for any of her things. When I was little, my mother used to tell me that she could hear voices whispering to her, telling her horrible things. And then one day my dad came and took me away from her. He said she was sick. She said she moved out here to get ready. I never knew what she meant by that. Christmas. Never knew she kept it. Stare at this picture for hours. That's where they found her. Seen enough?
Yeah, okay, we'll go.
Abby.
isn't just one person. It's okay.
They were here.
Who? Who was here, Caleb? Did they hurt you?
No. They were talking to us.
What did they say?
I don't know. They were all talking at once.
They said we could go with them. If we chose to.
Who did, baby? Who?
The Whisperer people.
Lock the doors. What do you want with my son? Answer me! That's why she didn't write any coordinates down after the final date. There isn't a single location this time.
Are you telling me that my mother could see the end of everything? That we're all gonna die tomorrow?
She was disturbed, John. She could have just made it all up.
She's been right so far, Diana. About everything.
Abby's all I've got, John. I can't let anything happen to her.
Sleep.
I can hear them whispering to me sometimes like Abby can. Could listen to hear them too?
Yeah, I think she did, yes.
Are me and Abby gonna die?
I will never let that happen, Caleb. Do you hear me? Never. You. Abby, what do you like to eat for breakfast? Abby. What are you doing, honey?
It's the sun.
There's something I need to check. Get Abby, you're coming with us. Caleb! Hey, John, what happened? Hey! Talk to me. What happened? I've been calling you off the hook ever since I heard about the subway. John?
Do you remember that paper on extrasolar activity I published?
Yeah, sure, I remember.
I found evidence of a series of superflares from a star in the outer Pleiades region.
Right? Ratings were off the chart.
We were both wrong. The numbers are a warning, but not just to me or any random group. They're a warning to everyone.
Okay, you're officially scaring the shit out of me right now.
A super flare. In our own solar system. A 100 microtesla wave of radiation that would destroy our ozone layer. Killing every living organism on the planet.
We have to let everyone know. We have to call the NOAA.
They already know. The announcement will come anytime now. I thought there was some purpose to all of this. Why don't I get this prediction if there's nothing I can do about it? How am I supposed to stop the end of the world? Go home, Phil. Be with Kim tonight.
Knowing she was right and pretending that she was insane. If we hide underground, we got a chance, don't we?
It's possible.
I know some caves, off Route 40 past Groton, and hardly anyone knows about them, but I used to play there as a child. We could try there, right?
Caleb, put some clothes and shoes into your backpack. Diana, load all the non-perishable food, any water you can, into the truck. Let's try to be out of here in 10 minutes.
You start. I'll get some bags.
Allison wanted me to call you. The day she left for Phoenix, she wanted me to promise her that I'd call you.
I know, Jonathan.
We haven't spoken in so long. I don't really even know why anymore. I need to tell you something.
Yes?
That sermon you preached every year at Pentecost about the gifts of the Spirit. One was the gift of prophecy.
1 Corinthians 12. Yes, I remember it. The church should respect the prophet.
I have a prophecy. It's about to be proven accurate. I need you to respect it and receive it as the truth. This heat we're experiencing isn't going to get better.
It's going to get worse. Much worse.
I need you to get Mom and Grace and any supplies you can and get below ground tonight. The basement, the sewer, the tea. Just get as deep as you can
and as fast as you can.
And that will keep us safe from this heat.
I don't know that, but we have to try, right?
I'm sorry, John, but I'm afraid I'm not going anywhere tonight or any night.
I appreciate your concern, but if it's my time, it's...
My time?
I'm ready whenever the good Lord calls me.
Are you?
Dad!
Hello?
John?
Dad! Caleb, let's go. Caleb. 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 Caleb, stop. Caleb. What were you doing?
Did I do that?
This isn't the way to the highway.
Everybody wait here.
John!
We're not going to the caves.
What?
She knew the coordinates for this last event. She tried to write them down. The teacher said she was interrupted. Ran out of time. So she crashed them into this door. She's trying to tell us where to go.
You're not making any sense. Look at you. Look at what you're doing.
The numbers are the key to everything.
Please, John, we need to leave.
Taking my car. Come on. Let's go. Keep your bags with you.
Be here. Please be here.
Throw it in the back.
What about Dad?
He's just gonna finish what he's doing. He's gonna follow us. He's getting a head start, okay?
Okay.
hiding from the Whisper people.
Yes, baby. They won't find us where we're going.
Mom, they know where we are.
How do you know that?
They told us so.
You've seen them again?
No. They just talked to us.
How, Abby? How do they talk to you?
They whisper into our heads.
Oh, God.
I want to call my dad.
The phones are down. I promise he's right behind us. We'll call him when we get there.
This is an emergency broadcast
transmission.
This is not a test. This is an emergency broadcast transmission.
Today, NOAA has concluded.
Turn that out!
Solar flares may last longer and cause more damage to our infrastructure than we originally thought. We're recommending that people stay indoors until further notice. Bring your pets inside, stock up on extra water, and if possible, seek out fortified underground shelters.
General, what's happening to Well, the best advice we can offer the public is to seek your own.
Sir,
we are assessing this information as it becomes available. It's recently confirmed.
Sir,
the president and his staff are currently being transported to a secure location.
Hello?
Dad?
Caleb, are you okay? Tell me exactly where you are.
We're at a gas station. I don't know where.
The damage information regarding the destructive power of these flares is a scientific matter, and I'm not going to speculate.
Are you coming?
Stay right there. Get me in there.
Caleb, get back to the car now.
Caleb.
John?
Where are you?
We're in Westford. I'm sorry. I had to do this for Abby and for Caleb. I'm taking them to the caves.
I found the numbers. They're the location of your mother's mobile home. That's where we've got to go.
Don't do this to me. Please.
I know how it sounds.
You want us to head toward the place where this is supposed to happen? Are you insane?
It's a chance we got to take or we're all going to die. Stay where you are. I'll be right there.
No, if we go to the caves, we have a chance. You said the sun can't reach that far.
The caves won't save us. Nothing can. The radiation will penetrate a mile to the Earth's crust. Do you hear me? Our only shot is to go where the numbers want us to go. It's what we're meant to do.
I don't believe you. I'm taking the children. We have to save the children.
Don't you move, Diana. Caleb is my son. And all this time where we go. Diana! Caleb! Are you there?
Go.
seen a national threat of global proportions.
Same thing happened with Y2K. They are going to wake up tomorrow morning feeling pretty stupid.
3 minutes ago, there was a woman here. She was screaming. She was with the kid. He was on your payphone. He's a 9-year-old kid.
Some guy took the lady's car with the kids inside. Drove right off with her.
The woman, where'd she go?
That way. Stop that, you pig. Hey, stop.
Where are the children?
We can't help you now, sir.
Get back!
Charge. Clear. Again. Clear.
Could call it.
12 midnight exactly.
There's a man down. We need help.
Where is he? Where's Caleb? I want my son! I want my son! Now!
Dad, don't!
Are you hurt? What did he do to you?
It's okay, Dad. I'm okay. This is my friend. He said I can keep him.
Caleb, I want you to come with me. We're going now.
But we have to go with them. They won't hurt us.
Abby, are you okay? Your mom wanted to be here, honey.
I know. The Whisper people told me that Mommy's safe now.
They've been protecting us all along, Dad. They sent a message ahead of them to prepare the way. And now they've come for us.
Who are you?
Children must go. Those who heard the call.
Please. I can't go with you, Caleb. I can't go with you.
They've chosen us to go.
They haven't chosen us, Caleb. They've chosen you. Both of you. You have to take care of Abby now. You have to be strong for her.
No. I don't want to go without you.
They could have taken you away from me, but they didn't. Because you have to make this decision yourself.
But you promised. You said we'd be together forever.
We will be. We will be. I'm not leaving you. But you gotta go with them. You gotta go. You gotta go with them. Listen to me, Caleb. Stop. Listen to me. We're gonna be together.
We're all gonna be together. And Mom's gonna be with us too. I know it. I know that now. I know it. Look. Here. Take this. Take this. Keep it with you. One day you'll know what it means.
Where's Caleb?
Caleb's safe.
We're going to stay on the air for as long as possible. All we can say is what we've been repeating all morning. Get to any kind of underground shelter. We've been told the satellite could... So far, look outside. That's pretty far.
This isn't the end, son.
I know.